In the last news conference of his first term, President Barack Obama made clear Congress needs to raise the debt ceiling so the government can meet its obligations.
The issue here is whether or not America pays its bills. We are not a deadbeat nation.
Last week, House Republican leaders dropped their official opposition to what's called a clean debt ceiling increase, meaning they won't require any spending cuts to accompany the bill. But they won't cede too much power to the president. Instead of a long-term extension, which the president wants, leaders opted for a 3-month stopgap. That gets the nation through two other major fiscal fights, the across-the-board spending cuts scheduled to start March 1st and the expiration of a bill funding the government. That bill, known as the Continuing Resolution, will end March 27th. The House GOP formulated their new plan at a weekend retreat in Williamsburg, Virginia, a retreat Congressman Don Young skipped. He normally supports the party leadership, but this time around, that's no guarantee.
I am not sure I'm going to vote for it. I'm not really happy with the idea that we said we weren't going to do it now as we cut spending. And if we don't do it now, are we going to do it when sequestration takes effect? And sequestration itself will probably be more damaging than working on a deal.
The Tea Party lost congressional seats in the past election, but those who remain are as vocal as ever and pose a hefty threat to Republican leaders. Tea Party Congressman Thomas Massey, a Republican from Kentucky, says like Congressman Young, it's still possible for him to support the bill, but he gives every indication he'll vote no.
If you vote for a clean 3-month debt extension and you say you vote on principle, then what set of principles keeps you from voting for a 6-month debt extension clean, or 1-year debt extension clean, or 3 months from now when they ask for another debt extension? How can you say, I will never, ever do that when you just did it 3 months ago?
Senator Lisa Murkowski has said that Congress should not tie the debt ceiling to spending cuts, and that's unlikely to happen in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Senate leaders indicated today the upper chamber will pick up whatever the House passes.
If the House proposal kind of takes us beyond the discussion so we can have a little bit of breathing room, that's worth looking at.
The president issued a statement late this afternoon saying he would not veto a 3-month extension, but it does little to quell the concerns of lenders, business owners, and investors. That's something Senator Murkowski agrees with. 3 months just doesn't provide the certainty the economy needs.
No. Probably more than there is right now, though.
The House could vote on the measure as early as Wednesday. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.